Yoga Murli has started.
Sattva.
Today, today, Bap Dada, the master of all treasures, today, the master of all treasures, is seeing all his children everywhere who are full of treasures. Today Bap Dada, the master of all treasures, is seeing all his children everywhere who are full of all treasures. He is pleased to see how much of all the treasures each child has accumulated. He is pleased to see how much of all the treasures each child has accumulated. Everyone has received the same treasures at the same time. Everyone has received the same treasures at the same time. But even then, the account of accumulation of all the children is different. The amount of accumulation of all the children is different. Why is Baba saying this? Because according to the time, Bap Dada now wishes to see all the children full of all the treasures. Because these treasures are not just for this one birth now, because these treasures are not just for this one birth now. These imperishable treasures are going to be with you for many births, because these treasures are not just for this one birth now. These imperishable treasures are going to be with you for many births. All of you children know about these treasures you receive at this time, don't you? All of you children know about the treasures you receive at this time, don't you? As soon as Baba spoke about this, all the treasures that Dada has given to you have appeared in front of you, have they not? The list of all the treasures has emerged in front of all of you, has it not? Why? Is Bap Dada saying this? Because Bap Dada has told you earlier too that you have received the treasures. No doubt about it, you have received the treasures. But, what is the method to use in order to accumulate them? But what is the method? To use these treasures in order to accumulate them to the extent that someone considers himself to be an instrument and has humility, to that extent he or she accumulates those treasures. To the extent that someone considers to be an instrument, considers himself to be an instrument and has humility, to that extent he or she accumulates those treasures. So check with the method of being an instrument and being humble and being humble, how many treasures have you accumulated in your account? So check with the method of being an instrument and being humble, how many treasures have you accumulated in your account? The extent you have accumulated these treasures, to that extent, the spiritual intoxication, of the soul who has accumulated these treasures will appear. On the face as well as from the activities. Spiritual intoxication and pride will always be sparkling on their face. Spiritual intoxication and pride will always be sparkling on their face. And to the extent that there is spiritual pride, to that extent, they will be carefree emperors. To that extent, they will be carefree emperors.
Ruhani fakur. Arthat ruhani nasha.
Spiritual pride, that is spiritual intoxication, is the sign of being a carefree emperor. Spiritual intoxication, that is spiritual pride, that is spiritual intoxication, is the sign of being a carefree emperor. So check yourself. Do I have the faith and intoxication of being a carefree emperor visible on my face and in my activity? Do I have the faith and intoxication of being a carefree emperor visible on my face and in my activity? All of you have received a mirror, have you not? All of you have received a mirror, have you not? So check your face in the mirror of your heart. So check your face in the mirror of your heart. Do you have any type of worry? Hope you don't have any type of worry. What will happen? How will it happen? Perhaps this will not happen. You don't have any of these types of thoughts remaining in you, do you? You don't have any of these types of thoughts remaining in you, do you? A carefree emperor? A carefree emperor would have only this thought. What thought will he have? Whatever is happening is very good. Whatever is happening is very good. And whatever is going to happen, will be the best of all. Whatever is happening is very good, and whatever is going to happen will be the best of all. This is called spiritual pride. Spiritual pride means to be a soul who has self-respect. Spiritual pride means to be a soul who has self-respect. In today's world, the people who earn perishable wealth to the extent that they have perishable wealth, to that extent, according to the time, they also have that much worry. As much perishable wealth, that much worry they have. Do you have any worry about your godly treasures? You have received so many godly treasures. Are you worried that they will be stolen or somebody will take them away? So I was asking, do you have any worry about your godly treasures? You are carefree, are you not? You are carefree, are you not? Because those who are the masters of the treasures and the children of God, because those who are the masters of the treasures and are the children of God, are always carefree emperors, even in their dreams, they are carefree emperors. Why? Because they have the faith. That let alone in this birth, these godly treasures are with them in this birth now and will remain with them for many births. And they will remain with them for many births. This is why those with such faith in the intellect are carefree. This is why those with such faith and the intellect are carefree. So today, Bap Dada was seeing the account of accumulation of all the children everywhere. You have been told earlier too. You have been told earlier too that there are three types of accounts. There are three types of accounts in particular which you have accumulated and can accumulate. One, one is to accumulate the treasures according to your efforts. This is one account. To accumulate the treasures according to your efforts. This is one account. The second account is the account of blessings. The account of blessings which you receive from others. And the method to accumulate in the account of blessings is, the method to accumulate in the account of blessings is, while being engaged in service, and also coming into connection and relationship with others. Whilst being engaged in service and also coming into connection with relationship with others, through your thoughts, words and actions, in all three ways, always remaining content with the self, always remaining content with the self, and making others also constantly content, and making others also constantly content. Contentment increases the account of blessings. Underline, contentment increases the account of blessings. And the third account, the third account is the account of charity. Third account is the account of charity. The method for this account of charity is, the method for accumulating in this account of charity is that whatever service you do, whether through your mind or your words or your deeds, or while coming into relationship and connection with others, to always have an attitude that is altruistic and unlimited. To always have an attitude that is altruistic and unlimited. to serve with your good intentions, to serve with your nature of good intentions and good feelings. By doing so, you automatically accumulate in your account of charity. So if you are serving with an attitude of being altruistic and unlimited, you automatically accumulate your account of charity. So check. Do you know how to check? Do you? Those who don't know how to check, raise your hand. A few are raising. They don't know how to check. You don't know how to, but at that time maybe no one raised a hand. So no one raising your hand means you all know how to check, do you not? There isn't anyone who doesn't know how to do this, which means everyone knows how to check. So have you checked to what percentage you have accumulated in these three accounts? To what percentage have you accumulated in these three accounts? That is, the account of your own efforts, the account of blessings, and the account of charity. Have you checked this? Those who check this, raise your hand. Those who check all these three accounts, raise your hand. Do you check? Those in the line, the first line, you don't check? You're not raising hand. You check, yes? Those in the first line, you don't check? Do you not check? What are you saying? You do check, do you not? Yes, you do check. Why Bab Dada is saying this? Because Bab Dada has already told you and given you a signal too. That the closeness of time, the closeness of time is moving ahead at a fast speed, that the closeness of time is moving ahead at a fast speed. This is why you have to check yourself. You have to check yourself again and again. You have to check yourself again and again. Bab Dada wishes to see every child as a king child, a Raj Yogi and a king child. Raja Bachcha. God the Father has the spiritual intoxication that each and every child is a king child. Everyone is a child of God and has self-sovereignty and world sovereignty. you keep receiving treasures from Bap Dada continuously. You keep receiving treasures from Bap Dada continuously. It is very easy to accumulate these treasures. The method to accumulate these treasures is very easy. You may call it a method or you may call it a key. You may call it a key. What is that? What is the key with which you can accumulate these treasures? Do you know? The three dots. The three dots are the key to accumulate the treasures. All of you have this key, do you not? All of you have this key, do you not? Apply the three dots. And the treasures will continue to accumulate. Apply the three dots and the treasures will continue to accumulate. Do the mothers know how to use the key? Mothers are clever in looking after keys, are you not? Mothers are clever in looking after keys, are you not? So have all the mothers kept this key of the three dots carefully hidden? Have you applied it? Do you know how to use it? Do you have the key? Those who have the key, raise your hand, mothers first. Those who have the key, those mothers who have this key of applying the three dots, hope this key hasn't got stolen. Hope this key doesn't get stolen, does it? Even generally, mothers know very well how to look after the keys for everything in the house. Mothers know it very well, how to keep everything safe under lock and key in the house. Similarly, does this key also always remain with you? So, at the present time, so at the present time, because time is close, Bap Dada wants to see all of you children, change one word in your thoughts, words, and practical actions. So change one word. which comes in your thoughts, words and actions all the time. So Baba wants the children to change that one word which comes in your thoughts, words and practical actions. Do you have this courage? Do you have this courage? Just one word to change. This is the transformation. This is the transformation that Bap Dada wants to bring about in every child. It is just that one word which keeps making you again and again into a careless effort maker from an intense effort maker. It is just that one word which keeps making you again and again into a careless effort maker from an intense effort maker. And now, according to the time, what effort should you be making? What effort should you be making? Intense effort. Intense effort. And everyone wants that, is it not? Everyone wants to be in the line of intense effort makers. But there is one word which makes you careless. You want to come in the line of intense effort makers, but there's one word which makes you careless. Do you know which word is that? Which is that one word? Are you ready to change that word? Are you ready to change that word? Are you ready? Are you? Raise your hand if you say you are ready to change that word. Look, your photo is being shown on the TV. Are you ready? Okay. Congratulations. Are you going to change it with fast effort? Or will you say, I will do it at some time. It will happen at some time. You won't say like this, will you? You all must know that one word. Of course you know it, because you are very clever. All of you are very clever. You know that word. So change the one word. That word is karan in Hindi, and in English it means reason. Instead of giving reason for not being able to do it, reason, so instead of using the word reason, bring in front of you the word solution. Instead of karan, it should be nivaran, the solution for that. When reason or excuse comes in front of you, or you think about it, you are not able to find the solution. So even in your thoughts, not just in your words, even in your thoughts, Bap Dada wants you to change this word reason. This is why I didn't do it. You know, give many reasons, many excuses. Change it into the word solution. Ke karan to nivaran, Baba's rhyming words. Nivaran means solution. Because there are many types of reasons you could give. There are many, many types of reasons you could give. And when this verb reason, this the reason word comes in your thoughts, words and actions, they become, this word becomes a bondage in your intense effort because you are giving reasons. So those reasons become a bondage in your intense effort. Why is Baba saying this? Because all of you have promised Bap Dada. All of you have promised Bap Dada. You have made a promise with love. What promise have you made with love? That we are the Father's companions in His task of world transformation. We are the Father's companions in His task of world transformation. You are the Father's companions. The Father doesn't do this alone. He brings the children with Him. He brings the children with Him. So, what is your task in the task of world transformation? What is your task in the task of world transformation? To change the reasons and causes into solutions for all souls. So, no reasons, no causes, but solutions for all souls. Because nowadays, majority of souls are unhappy and peaceless. Majority of the souls are unhappy and peaceless and they want liberation now. They want liberation from their sorrow, peacelessness and all bondages. They want liberation from their sorrow, peacelessness and all bondages. And who are the bestowers of liberation? Who are the bestowers of liberation? Together with the Father. Even you children are bestowers of liberation. So together with the Father, you children are also bestowers of liberation. Even today, when people go in front of your non-living images, what do they ask from your non-living images? Now, seeing the sorrow and peacelessness increase, the majority of souls are remembering you souls who are bestowers of liberation. Majority of souls are remembering you souls who are bestowers of liberation. They are unhappy in their mind and are crying out. They are unhappy in their mind and are crying out, O bestowers of liberation, give us liberation. Can you not hear the call of sorrow and peacelessness of the soul. Can you not hear the call of sorrow and peacelessness of the souls? Become the bestowers of liberation. And first of all, become the bestowers of liberation and first of all, liberate yourself from this word reason. Liberate yourself first from this word reason and then the sound and then the sound of liberation, then the sound of liberation, of sound of wanting liberation will automatically echo in your ears. The sound of others crying out for liberation will automatically echo in your ears. First of all, when you are liberated from this word internally within yourself, you will then be able to liberate others. Now, day by day, there's going to be a queue in front of you souls calling out, O bestower of liberation, give us liberation, give us liberation, liberate us, liberate us. They will call out. However, until now, in your efforts, because of the excuses or the many different reasons you give in your efforts, the gate of liberation is still closed. Baap Dada is reminding you today that along with this one word reason, there are many other weak words with this, but the main word is reason, and there are other weak words also. For example, in this way, in that way, I say, vaise, so in this way is aise, in that way is vaise, and then kaise, how, these words are also connected with this word reason. And this is why the gate of liberation is still closed. This is why the gate of liberation is still closed, because you also give these excuses. Today, Baap Dada had the thought to see the account of accumulation of all the children. He he has seen it and will also see in the future. Bap Dada has given you children. Bap Dada has given. Bap Dada had given you children a warning about this earlier too, that the account of accumulation and the time for accumulation is only now. Baba had informed you all this, that only now is the time for accumulation at this confluence age. Accumulate as much as you want at this confluence age. You can accumulate the account for the whole cycle at this time. And after this, the bank for the account of accumulation will be closed after this. The bank of account of accumulation will be closed after this. So what will you do then? If the bank closes, you can't do anything, no? So the bank will close. This is why Bap Dada has love for the children. And he knows, as Bap Dada has love for the children, and he knows that out of carelessness, children sometimes forget. Thinking, it will happen, I will see about it, or I am doing it, I am moving along. You say these words with great pleasure. Can you not see that we are doing it? You say like that. We are moving along, what else can we do? You say this too. However, there is so much difference between walking and flying. Isn't there a difference between walking and flying? You are moving along, and for that, congratulations. But now the time for walking is coming to an end. Now the time for walking is coming to an end. It is now the time to fly. It's now the time to fly, for only then will you be able to reach your destination. You are the child of God, and for a child of God to be part of the ordinary subjects, does it seem right for a child of God to be an ordinary subject? Okay, those who have come to meet Bap Dada for the first time, raise your hand. Those who have come to meet Bap Dada for the first time, raise your hand. There are foreigners also, double foreigners, who have come for the first time. Raise your hand. All the first timers, raise your hand. Okay, Baba is watching you. Bap Dada. Bap Dada Bap Dada is specially congratulating the children who have taken the courage and have come for the first time for celebrating the pleasure of the gathering at this confluence age. Together with that, he is giving a special blessing. That blessing is May you be immortal. May you be immortal. Blessing, you should always remember after celebrating a meeting with Bap Dada at Amrit Vela. Remember this blessing for the whole day. Again and again, whole day you have to remember it. I am an immortal child of Baba. I am the child of the immortal Father. I am immortal. I am the immortal child of the immortal Father. I am a soul who is going to attain an immortal status. You may take another birth, but your happiness and peace will remain immortal. It will remain imperishable. Okay. So now Delhi and Agra zones are responsible for serving in this turn. So Baba is going to meet Delhi and Agra zones.
Baba seva ka turn Delhi zone ka hai. Saath mein Agra bhi hai.
Acha acha. Auto Delhi wale.
All those of Delhi and Agra. Those of Delhi and Agra. Agra is along with Delhi. So at that time also it was Delhi and Agra's turn, and Bap Dada is now speaking to them. Bap Dada has seen that whichever zone's turn it is, they give everyone a chance with a big heart and an open heart. That is good. It brings double benefit. One is of serving the yagya, and the other is the charity of serving the yagya. One is serving the yagya, and the other is that the charity of serving the yagya is great. You receive 100,000-fold fruit of one. The praise of the yagya is not a small thing. The praise of the yagya is not a small thing. Whoever comes here, they receive a lot of benefit. One is that you accumulate the charity of serving the yagya, and secondly, so many elevated souls come together in Madhuban. So many elevated souls come together here in Madhuban. Whether they are Pandavas, Dadis, or Maharathi brothers and sisters, and such an unlimited family, where else will you find such an unlimited family? Even in the golden age it will be a small family. How many people have come now? You will not find a family of so many thousands in the golden, silver, copper or iron ages. A family of so many thousands in the golden, silver, copper or iron ages. If there would be such a big family of someone, it would be difficult to look after that family. But here, you have received such a big family now. However, look how everyone is living together here with such pleasure. So there is so much benefit. Hardly anywhere else does a meeting of the whole family takes place. Whereas here, this is God's special family. It is specially God's family. And you all meet here. Those from Delhi have to make Delhi into the future capital. Those from Delhi have to make Delhi into a future capital. Is that firm in your mind that you have to make it a future capital? Are you ready for this? So this is a very big family for everyone. Everyone will come to your Delhi. Or everyone will come to your Delhi. They will become your companions. So you have to make preparations. Is it not? Have you made those preparations in Delhi? Have you invoked everyone? Now, at present, Delhi is in trouble. Maybe at that time also there were riots happening. Trouble in Delhi. When you listen to the news every day, what is the news? Nothing but problems everywhere. And what will it become now? What will it become then? What will Delhi become? It will become Golden Delhi. It will become Golden Delhi. You will give a place to everyone, will you not? You will call everyone to the capital, will you not? So those from Delhi will first of all have to get Delhi ready for that. Only then will everyone come to you. Those from Delhi have many specialities. Bab Dada has seen that those from Delhi have made many special types of service emerge from Delhi. You have become instruments. Now, in order to make Delhi into Golden Delhi, to make Delhi into Golden Delhi, make such plans that the sound of wah wah emerges from everyone's heart for Delhi. They should say to the instruments of Delhi that you have given us the fortune of the kingdom of heaven. They should tell this to you. Why? Because heaven is going to be created in Delhi. The establishment has to take place there of heaven. It is good. The gathering is also good. And there are special souls to make plans for service there. There are special souls to make plans for service there. Okay, yeah, you may sit down. And now, double foreigners stand up, all double foreigners, let those of Delhi sit.
And
now Baba speaking. What title has Bap Dada given to the double foreigners? Double intense effort makers. 800 double foreigners. Bap Dada always says that the double foreigners have proved Bap Dada's title of being the world transformer. Double foreigners have proved Bap Dada's title of being the world transformer. Otherwise, everyone used to say that he is the benefactor of Bharat alone. But because of the service done in foreign countries, he has become a world benefactor in a practical way. Bap Dada has seen that in every season the number of double foreigners is increasing. And the special transformation that has come in them is that the sound that used to emerge from them earlier of our culture and this culture of Bharat, so they used to feel the separate culture. Now that doesn't emerge anymore. Our culture and the culture of Bharat, these words don't emerge. It has been transformed. Now everyone has just the one culture, the Brahmin culture. You like this culture, do you not? Double foreigners, you like this culture, don't you? Brahmin culture. Do you like the Brahmin culture? You do like it. And this is why Bap Dada likes you double foreigners very, 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 very much. Your speciality is that whenever you take up any task, whatever task it may be, you make sure you complete it. You maintain courage. And if you say yes, you mean yes. And if you say no, you mean no. You're clever in that. When you say yes, you'll do it. When you say no, it means no. You're clever in that. Okay. Okay. I think you should sit down. Baba is now going to give Yad Pyar. To double foreigners, please sit down. To all the elevated, specially
holy,
specially holy and highest children everywhere. To all the elevated, special, holy and highest children everywhere. To those
Bap Saman,
to to those who always experience themselves to be Master Almighty Authority Souls, full of all powers, the same as the Father. To all those who always experience themselves to be Master Almighty Authority Souls, full of all powers, the same as the Father, to all the children who are bestowers of liberation, to the children who are bestowers of liberation, who become liberated from all weaknesses themselves and who enable other souls to receive liberation. To those who always remain seated on the seat of self-respect, to those who always remain seated on the seat of self-respect, to those who always remain an embodiment of the experience of the blessing of being immortal, to those who always remain an embodiment of the experience of the blessing of being immortal, to such children from everywhere, to such children from everywhere, whether they are sitting in front of Baba or are sitting far away, and are merged in love, to such children, love and remembrance, to the children who have given the news of zeal and enthusiasm for their effort, to the children who have given the news of zeal and enthusiasm for their effort, lots of love and remembrance from the heart of Bab Dada, lots of love and remembrance from the heart of Bab Dada, and multi-million fold love and remembrance from the heart. And namaste to all the Raj Yogi children who have all rights to the kingdom. Namaste. You should get up.
Dadi Janki,
Dadi Janki.
अस्वस्थता के कारण जो हाजिर थी बीच में से उठ करके गई.
राधे जानकी's health wasn't good, but she did come and show her presence, but she had to leave because of her health not being good, and we give good vibrations to Dadi Janki too, that her health becomes better. So we'll hear from Ratan Moini Dadi. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Atu Bhaktadaki Snebhare Bol.
Today we all heard Bap Dada's such loving words of encouragement and the words filled with so many teachings. Bap Dada was praising the children. And also signaling us of what we have to do in the future, how we have to prepare ourselves. For that he was telling us different methods again and again. So we receive such sweet sustenance from Bap Dada in this way, and having heard such a beautiful murli, lovely murli, I hope all of you remember the titles Baba gave to us and keep yourself intoxicated, and in this way purify yourself internally more and more, so that we become like Bap Dada, sharing Bap Dada's love to all, and all those souls who come to Baba's home, to Madhuban, they get so much strength from Baba, from the family, from Madhuban, that they become very strong and never leave Baba's hand. And they, on the contrary, glorify the Father when they go back. If you see from here, this scene of thousands sitting here is so beautiful. I feel so happy seeing so many Baba's children sitting in this gathering, even in this impure world of Kaliyuga. How Baba has selected his own children and made them belong to him and join this family, and is preparing us so that we go with him, become like him, and go with him to be together to the soul world. And therefore congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. So you are going to get toli too. No one should get up without taking toli. Please remain seated, because as this is the last turn of the season, and this is also very nice song which Madhurvani group has prepared for the last day of the season. And on this day we also congratulate Gulzar Dadi, that through her
Madhurvani grows,
we have heard Bap Dada's Murli, and now the song is Baba. We have met you now and we are singing and dancing in joy.
कोई भी टोली लिए बिना नहीं जाएंगे और सभी भाई बहने बैठे रहेंगे क्योंकि इसके बाद गीत के बाद आदरणीय भ्राता निर्वैर जी से
आफ्टर दिस
भीष्मन भाई जी
ब्रदर निर्वैर एंड ब्रदर भीष्मन आर आल्सो गोइंग टू स्पीक Baba, having met you, we are dancing and singing in joy. You have showered so many blessings on us. Whether you meet us in the angelic form or you meet us in the corporeal form, you are always celebrating a meeting with us. Thank you, Baba. We sing and dance in joy. Sri Baba came and spoke the sweet, sweet Murli, and we really felt that we had a wonderful meeting with Bap Dada. Every time it feels that we are celebrating a meeting with Bap Dada, you are giving us such lovely sustenance. You are giving us so much experience. We surrender ourselves to you, Baba. Thank you, Baba, for giving so much to us. You are filling our aprons with so many blessings. And so much power. You are filling our apron with so many blessings and so much power. Baba, you are doing wonders. These words come from our hearts. Baba, you have made us so powerful. We are now in the flying stage. We are flying with you. You have taught us how to fly. The chariot of Bap Dada become healthy soon and come back to Madhuban.
Oh,
Dadi, may you come back soon and bring Bab Dada with you. We sing from the heart how God is sustaining us. Thank you, Baba. Thank you. Thank you, Baba, for celebrating a meeting with us.
Thank you, Baba, thank you, milke gaate hain. Thank you, Baba, thank you, milke gaate hain. Thank you, Baba, thank you, milke gaate hain. Thank you, Baba, thank you, milke gaate hain.
Good. Now,
बहुत सुंदर,
beautiful song,
मधुरवाणी group,
very lovely song.
इसके साथ ही साथ हम सभी गुलजार दादी जी को दिल से बहुत बहुत याद दे रहे हैं और दादी जी जल्दी जल्दी स्वस्थ हो करके अपने बेहद के प्यारे मधुबन में जल्दी जल्दी पहुंच जाएं और अब अनुरोध कर रही हूं आदरणीय
ब्रदर
निर्वैर भाई
टू स्पीक अ फ्यू वर्ड्स हिज गुड विशेस
समक्ष रखेंगे
ऑल ऑफ अस
जिन भाई बहनों ने सौगात नहीं ली है कल सुबह 8 बजे मुरली पूरी होते ही कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में पहुंचेंगे उन्हें वहां ही सौगात मिलेगी नाश्ते से पहले एक मिनट शशि बहन
ऑल द डबल फॉरेन सिस्टर्स एंड ब्रदर्स आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू पे अटेंशन व्हेन यू लीव द डायमंड हॉल मेक श्योर
स्पेशल अनाउंसमेंट फॉर डबल फॉरेनर्स Don't forget your belongings before you leave. But you can wait now. Nivebha is going to speak. Please sit down if you don't mind. It's not late. Please sit down and let's hear from Nivebha. I will be translating.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Sabhi behnon bhaiyon se
All brothers and sisters, Om Shanti.
Phir se bole Om
Shanti. Again. Say again. ओम शांति
आज का ये मधुर मिलन
टुडेस
मंगल मिलन
ब्यूटीफुल मीटिंग ऑस्पिशियस मीटिंग वाज लाइक्ड बाय एवरीवन वाजंट इट
बाप दादा
डिड यू ऑल सेलिब्रेट अ मीटिंग विद अ ग्रेट बाप दादा डिड यू ऑल गेट दिस फ्रेश यू कैन नाउ क्लैप फॉर योरसेल्फ क्लैप फॉर योरसेल्फ
बाबा अपना कार्य कैसे करते हैं
हाउ बाप दादा डज हिज वर्क दैट्स व्हाट वी आर सीइंग
भावना से सभी बाबा के बच्चे मधुबन आए
वॉट एवर फीलिंग्स
उसी अनुसार
यू केम विथ टू मधुबन
बाबा के
अकॉर्डिंगली यू हर्ड बाप दादा वर्शंस
ने बेहद परिवार को सन्मुख देखा
एंड सॉ सच एन अनलिमिटेड फैमिली इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू यू ऑल मस्ट बी हैप्पी टू सी योर लार्ज फैमिली
दोज
फ्रॉम भारत एंड अ फॉरेन लैंड्स आर ऑल सिटिंग हियर इन दिस गैदरिंग इज सच अ ग्रेट इंटॉक्सिकेशन दैट द होल वर्ल्ड इज हियर एंड दिस मीटिंग
दादा से भी मिलन
Meeting with Bab Dada and also meeting with each other.
इस मिलन के फल स्वरूप
as a result of this meeting,
हमारा मानसिक स्थिति का स्तर
as a result of this meeting, our mental state should rise so high as Baba wants us to have it. We should stay carefree. We should keep flying. We should give dishti to each one and make them fly too. So congratulations, congratulations for this day.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. And now we request Brother Brij Mohan to say a few words. ओम शांति.
आज प्यारे बाबा ने
टुडे बिलवेड बाबा
बताया
टोल्ड अस
ये जो ईश्वरी परिवार है
दैट दिस गॉडली फैमिली दिस ह्यूज गैदरिंग हियर
अभी मिला है
वी गेट ओनली नाउ ओनली एट द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज इट विल नाइदर बी इन गोल्डन एज नॉर इन एनी अदर एज. So we are saying, that if someone's creation is so good, how wonderful the creator must be. So we are seeing how Baba's love is filling in us so much. We are seeing everyone is so happy. Everyone is so happy that you're not even listening to me. And also Baba praised those of Delhi because those of Delhi are sitting here. So Baba said that Delhi people have to make golden Delhi. But double foreigners have to bring gold from there, no, to make this golden Delhi. That means you have to awaken the Kumbhakarnas of Bharat. Already there's so much gold in Bharat. There's no scarcity of gold in Bharat. But for that, we have to remove the alloy of copper, silver, iron from our hearts, from our souls. Then automatically this Delhi will become golden age. It's not that we will stay in Delhi there. Who will come in Delhi in the kingdom? For that Baba has another list. Therefore, don't think that those of Delhi will be in Delhi in the future too. He has another list of those who will be in the Delhi. Because we know how masons and workers, they make the building, but it's not that they live in that building. So you have to make Delhi golden. Okay, now we also give our good wishes for Dadi Janki too, so that for Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar, that so today's last day of the season, and we want Dadi Gulzar to be with us in the next season, and before that 3 minutes we do very powerful yoga now and give our powerful vibrations to Dadi Gulzar.
अपना महान वो स्वर्णिम युग है.
सर्व गुणों की खान। मधुरवाणी हर एक मन गाए
राधे कृष्ण संग रास रचाए।
ओ मधुरवाणी हर एक मन गाए
राधे कृष्ण संग रास रचाए।
कण कण
कण कण की पवित्रता बरसाए।
सतयुगी गुलशन महकाए।
हमारा स्वर्ग सुहाना था सुखों जिसमें खजाना।
हमारा स्वर्ग सुहाना था सुखों का जिसमें खजाना था। वही देव लोक अपना महान वो स्वर्णिम युग है सर्व गुणों की खान।